From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep.
Come on, love him today, love him today.
You are my king.
Oh, you are my master.
Today, California Governor Gray Davis got some help in his effort to survive a recall election. He appeared at an African-American church in Los Angeles, where former President Bill Clinton addressed the congregation.
It's you I'm worried about. It's California I'm worried about. I don't want you to become a laughingstock, a carnival, or the beginning of a circus in America where we just throw people out as soon as they make a tough decision.
Joining us now is Sherry Bebich Jeffy, a political scientist at the University of Southern California. Sherry, good to talk to you again.
Hi, Steve. Good to hear from you.
So Bill Clinton won this state twice as a presidential candidate. Will his appearance help?
Oh, his appearance will help Gray Davis greatly, I think. It is not an accident that his one public appearance is at the L.A.'s oldest black congregation. It is the heart of the political African-American community in this city. And Davis needs a high turnout among African-Americans, the most loyal Democratic constituency for Bill Clinton here.
Well, Governor Gray Davis also spoke to this congregation at the First African Methodist Episcopal Church, and let's hear some of what he had to say.
Let me just hearken back to something Dr. King said many years ago, and I'll paraphrasing again. He says, our lives begin to end the day we become silent on things that matter.
I don't know who the organist was there, Sherry, but in any event, are African-American voters standing behind Gray Davis at this moment?
More than other voting groups, but Gray Davis needs a lot more of all of his Democratic constituencies to stand up and be counted. The African-American voting group, and mind you, be very careful because the sample is so small when you talk about the African-American electorate, that is the only voting group that is seen to be majority against the recall. 53% of Democrats support the recall in the last poll, but not African-American voters.
All the same, some surveys are suggesting that California Governor Gray Davis's chances of keeping his job are a little bit better, look a little bit better today anyway, than they did a few weeks ago.
Steve, this election is so volatile, I sort of tend to take all of the polls with a grain of salt. There's no model for a statewide recall replacement candidate election. How do you define a likely voter in an election that's never been held before? The polls are all over the place. But the smell of it is that Gray Davis isn't toast, as some people have assumed, and that he does have a chance to pull this one out of the fire.
And let me just run across a couple of developments over the weekend. Gray Davis and his lieutenant governor, Cruz Bustamante, appeared on the same stage. Bustamante is running in the recall, but they got on the same platform, so to speak, today and said if in the event that Davis fails, you should vote for Bustamante.
Mm-hmm.
At a Republican meeting, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the leading Republican candidate, did not appear together with Tom McClintock, the other Republican who's running here. They're not quite so friendly.
Steve, I observed the Republican convention yesterday, and I think that they are not quite friendly is an understatement. The pressure is on and intense to have State Senator Tom McClintock withdraw from the race. Party leaders, some party activists are putting the pressure on, and from what I can see, McClintock, every time somebody pushes, his heels dig in deeper. I think there's a sense on the part of moderates and pragmatic Republicans that Tom McClintock is a spoiler and the party should unite around Arnold Schwarzenegger. And there is a sense among many of the hard right conservative party activists that Tom McClintock is being denied his, quote, deserved, end quote, place in the sun. This Republican Party is falling prey to the same syndrome it always has fallen prey to in about the last decade. Mm-hmm. They're eating. They're young.
Okay. Well, we've been speaking with Sherry Bebich Jeffy. She's a political science scholar at the University of Southern California. Ms. Jeffy, good to talk to you as always.
My pleasure.